Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading at verse 11. And it says, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. The title of my teaching will be The Ministry Gifts and Their Purpose. The Ministry Gifts and Their Purpose. So we see in Ephesians 4:11 that God gave some, he did not give all, to be apostles, prophet, evangelists, and pastor teachers. These provisions Christ gave to his body, the church. These ministry gifts came and are still coming today from the Lord Jesus Christ himself when he ascended and sat down at the right hand of all majesty on high. It said that he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, not all to be, but some. These gifts were not given to all, but were given to some, certain individuals for the body of Christ, the church. Amen. We know that our God does everything decent and in order and without confusion. He doesn't do anything spontaneously or on a whim. So please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And we're going to read first verse 33. And it says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." So we see that God is not the author of confusion. Then verse number 40, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. And it says, "Let all things be done decent and in order." So all things, so everything we do as believers should be done decently and in order, because that's the way our God does things, decent and in order. Now, these gifts are for the mental preparation for a particular situation or task for the work of the ministry, for the edifying and building or strengthening up the body of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints. So these ministry gifts are given to the body of Christ to edify and to build up and to strengthen the body of Christ. Amen. God makes provisions for his church, and these gifts came and come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself after he ascended and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, we have already established that God is a purpose-driven God. He does things decently and in order, right? So, for what purpose did he give these ministry gifts? He had to give them for a reason. So, you're still there in Ephesians? Let's go to Ephesians 4, and we're going to read verse number 12. Why did he give these ministry gifts? Verse 12, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." God wants us to be equipped to be perfect or mature. He wants us to have complete understanding, his saints, for the work of the ministry. So that is the reason why he gave these gifts. Number one was for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. God wants to equip us, to perfect us, to mature us, his saints, for the work of the ministry, edifying the body of Christ. Amen. God not only wants to build us up in his word, but he also wants to build us up morally. Amen. To say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what we want to hear when we stand before the Father. "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Now, how long did the Lord Jesus Christ give these ministry gifts? You still there in Ephesians? Well, let's go to Ephesians 4 and verse number 13. It says, "Till we all come into the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect or mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Amen. So we see this verse implies three goals that we should achieve to do. We should come into the unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God. Number two, to a perfect or mature person in the things of Christ. And then number three, to measure the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, there is no limit to these goals, but this statement is our final goal Jesus wants us to obtain. Amen. And we cannot, and he is not going to, remove these ministry gifts until we all come into the unity of the faith. All of us come into the unity of the faith. And we can look at the church today, and sadly, this is not a criticism, but an observation. There is a lot of schism and dissension among the body of Christ. Amen. But God said, Jesus says, until we all come into the unity of the faith. So that means that we can do it. It's up to us as Christians to submit to the things of God and come into the unity of the faith. Again, there is no limit to these goals, but this is a statement to our final goal Jesus wants us to obtain. So what is the ultimate goal for all these ministries? Because we know God is a God of purpose. So you're still in Ephesians 4? Let's read verses 14 through 15. Verses 14 through 15. And it says this, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every kind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, that we grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ. Amen. So that is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is for us to grow up so we will not be tossed to and fro. So we should grow up so we will not be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. In other words, we won't be deceived when we hear false doctrine out there, but we'll be speaking the truth in love, and that we may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, who is Christ Jesus. Spiritual children can be easily disturbed and swept about by false teaching and signs and wonders that you may think are from God, but are from the devil. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things out there, especially in this new age of technology that we live in, that show many signs and wonders. And they seem great. And a lot of them, they think, or some people think, they might be from God, but they're from the devil. Go with me to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to read verse number 24. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now, Jesus himself is saying false Christs and false prophets will rise and show not only signs, but great signs and wonders. And it's sad to say they're already here. Amen. There are many false prophets and false Christs out there claiming to be the Christ. And they're showing many people great signs and wonders, and they are leading them astray. Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 13 through 15. And it says, for such are false prophets or false apostles, deceivable workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transforms themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Amen. So we see here there are many false prophets, false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Because it says Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Satan himself. And remember, you know, Satan quotes the Bible. So that's another reason why these ministry gifts are so important to the body of Christ, to edify us and to build us up to a mature man in Christ Jesus. The ministry gifts Christ has placed in the church helps us grow up into his image. And remember, we're made in his image and likeness. That is why we need all five ministry gifts working together to bring the body of Christ unto the full stature of Christ, not halfway there, but to the full stature of Christ. Just as our bodies have many members, all those members have to function in unity to have our bodies function properly as a unit. We can't have the leg doing something opposite from the other leg, or the hand doing something, or the eye looking one direction and the other eye looking another. No, everything has to be working coordinated together for it to function properly. Sure, we can function without an arm or leg, but we would be limited in our movement and service. Amen. We'd be limited. And God does not want us limited. He wants us working at full capacity. We cannot reach that place where God wants us to be without the function of the fivefold ministry gifts. Amen. Our ultimate goal is not for personal glory or to magnify the human race in any way, but to edify, to glorify, and mature the body of Christ. And it takes all ministries functioning together as a unit to edify, to build up the body of Christ. Amen. Remember, we were created to worship God. So it's no wonder why we should edify and to build up the body of Christ. Amen. Whomever God calls, he will equip and prepare. Let me repeat that. Whomever God calls, he will equip and prepare. Don't think he's just going to get you out there in the boat without a paddle. No, he will equip you. The ministry gifts are people. People who are called to full-time ministry. Amen. Now go with me, please, to the book of Acts, chapter 21. Again, that's Acts, chapter 21. And we're going to read verse number 8. So Acts 21, 8. And it says, on the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. So Philip was an evangelist. Amen. We see here Paul went to his house. Now, go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And we're going to read verse number 2. And it says, now the names of the 12 apostles are first Simeon, who is called Peter. Peter was an apostle. So we have Philip the evangelist, and then we have Peter the apostle. Now go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 1. And it says, Paul, an apostle, not from men nor from man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. So we see that Paul was an apostle. And he was appointed not by man, but through Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, go to the book of Acts, chapter 13. Again, Acts, chapter 13. And we're going to read verse number 1. And it says this. Now, in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. So, at this certain church, they had prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, and who had seen and who was brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. So Paul was a prophet and teacher, and later an apostle. Amen. The method in which men are called are unimportant, but obedience to the call is important. God wants us to be obedient. The method in which you're called, that's unimportant. Amen. I was called to the ministry after a class one night. I was taking a spiritual enrichment class at the church that I belong to in Los Angeles. And after that class, the Lord spoke to me and told me he wanted me to teach his word. So I was called after class on my way to the car. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. So your call is unimportant, but obedience to the call is important. Just because you see a need for in a certain area, it's not a call to ministry. But these men were called not because there was a need, but a call by God to use them for the work of the ministry. God wants to use you for the work of his ministry. Amen. Those people, the ministry gifts, whom God calls, he equips with spiritual gifts. Amen. He's not going to put you out there not prepared, because you're going to deal with his people. Those ministries are not based on natural gifts, but spiritual gifts, supernatural gifts. Amen. And see, one reason you see some ministries fail is because they try to do it on their own strength, their own natural strength. But you can't do that. We're dealing with spiritual matters here. And when you're dealing with spiritual matters, you got to deal with spiritual gifts and supernatural gifts. Amen. When a person is born again, God has in mind what he called that person to do. Please go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When a person is born again, God has in mind what he called that person to do. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you there? We'll go to verse number 17. And it says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. With the new birth, God has equipped you with certain spiritual talents to assist you to stand wherever you are set in the body of Christ. Amen. Now, when the scripture tells you, behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, basically what they're saying is that your old habits that you used to do, your drinking, your smoking, your fornication, all those things are behind you. He says, behold, all things become new. All things in your life and tame your moral conscience and the way you deal with people, that's what's become new. So if you bald head when you become a new a creature in Christ Jesus, well, you're going to be bald headed after that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the spiritual side. Behold, all those things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new, because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, be filled with the Holy Spirit enhances that call also. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, go with me, please, to the book of John, chapter 16. Yes, when you become born again, hey, that's the new birth. And God is going to equip you with certain spiritual gifts and talents so you can stand in the body of Christ where he has set you. Amen. So John, chapter 16. And we're going to read verses 13 through 15. And this is Jesus speaking himself. And it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. So we see the Spirit of truth. It says when it comes, he will guide us. So the Spirit of truth is a guide, and he will guide us into all truths. And he will not speak on his own behalf, but only what he hears from the Father. Amen. And that will come into our spirit. And the only thing that we should speak is what we hear through the word of God. Amen. We should not speak on our own behalf, but only what the Lord says. Amen. Now, God equips people with spiritual gifts necessary to stand in the office he calls them in. A layman can have spiritual gifts operating through him, but ministers will be equipped to minister regularly with those gifts necessary to stand in the office which they are called. Amen. Those same spiritual gifts operating in the ministry level will carry a greater anointing than it does operating occasionally in a layman's life. Amen. Those ministry gifts consist not in name, but in power or authority. Amen. Those ministry gifts consist not in name, but in power or authority. It is easy to call yourself something, but that doesn't make you that. You can call yourself a pastor, but that doesn't make you one. You can call yourself an apostle, but that doesn't make you one. The proof is in the pudding. Amen. In other words, the ministry to which you are called will be evident in your life. Amen. Well, I'm just about out of time, but I thank you for joining us. So please join us next week when we continue, because I'm out of time, but not out of message. And please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.